toilets are an integral part of working conditions. It is very important that workers are able to have access to welfare facilities, including water, sanitation facilities, and hygiene.
How exactly does sanitation or the lack of sanitation affect jobs?
It's in two ways. The most important one is that sanitation is a necessity of life. And when people spend such a large part of their waking hours in the workplace, and they are expected to remain in the workplace, the lack of sanitation presents a burden on them that can deteriorate their quality of life. On the other hand, it is also very important to take in mind that sanitation is work, that people do have to engage in work in order to keep the sanitation systems going, and therefore it is important to have sanitation systems that allow for that work to be decent.
Back in 2003, the ILO had released a statement that about 17% of all workplace deaths were because of the lack of sanitation. How is the situation now?
That's the data that we have. It is that it is an estimate or based on the amount of deaths in the workplace that are caused by contagious diseases, many of which are caused by the lack of hygiene, access to water, or the lack of knowledge.
When you say lack of knowledge, do you mean that people are not aware of good sanitation and hygiene?
There's many elements, but it is that they have not received proper communication about the facilities available or about even the fact that there are chemicals to which they are being exposed. They consider the water that they are drinking or the water that they are using for their hygiene that is not apt for that purpose or even bathing. So this is information that does not mean necessarily that the people are being ignorant, but they are actually exposed to these chemicals without knowing.
Which are some of the areas where good sanitation continues to be an issue?
The main areas that we have identified are the rural economic sectors, like plantations, in which people spend long hours far from buildings that may house the sanitary facilities that they need, and also mining, in which they spend as many hours or more, underground shafts, where they really need access to sanitation. There is a need for a conscious effort to make sanitation available to those workers. And another area that a lot of attention has been dedicated to is to seaborne workers, those who are in ships that don't have the opportunity to come back to land in several days, or in sometimes several months, and the ships in which they are need to contain the appropriate welfare facilities for those workers. And even we have identified issues with transport workers, these workers that drive trucks, and they sometimes spend 12 hours straight in a truck or in other transportation facilities, and lack of access to sanitation at the appropriate moments has caused illnesses.
In many of the developing countries, proper defecation facilities haven't been provided, and a lot of people tend to suffer. So what can be done right now?
The ILO has established basic standards for occupational safety and health in different economic sectors that address the issue of access to water and sanitation. So awareness is really a very important issue because sometimes it is the lack of information that flows or the lack of agreement that causes these issues to go unaddressed.